This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. British lawmakers have rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's request for an election before the country's scheduled departure from the European Union next month.
The ayes to the right, 293. The noes to the left, 46. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it.
That's the Speaker of the House of Commons, John Bercow, announcing the vote. A total of 293 of the 650 House of Commons members backed the proposal, well short of the two-thirds majority needed. Opposition lawmakers voted against the measure or abstained. Prime Minister Johnson wanted a snap election on October 15th, 2 weeks before the scheduled October 31st date for Brexit, but opposition parties said they wouldn't support an election until Britain had secured a delay to the Brexit date to ensure the country does not crash out of the bloc without a deal. The Prime Minister, never at a loss for words, expressed his frustration at the vote.
I earlier urged the House to trust the people, but once again the opposition think they know better. They want the British Prime Minister to go to a vital negotiation without the power to walk away. They want to delay Brexit yet again.
U.S. President Donald Trump is denying he overruled his advisers in scheduling talks with the Taliban at Camp David, which he abruptly canceled this weekend. U.S. news outlets had reported that Vice President Michael Pence and the administration's national security adviser, John Bolton, voiced objections to holding the meeting on American soil. Trump told reporters Monday it was his idea to schedule the meeting and his idea to cancel it. Pence tweeted his support Monday, saying media outlets had not contacted his office before running the story. He said he fully supports the president's decision. This is VOA News. Russian voters handed setbacks to Kremlin-affiliated